Yo, this is your wrestling podcast fix. New weekly episodes of the Enziguri on iTunes and SoundCloud.com.
What's up, boss? How you doing?
Yeah. What's good in the hood?
Just holding it down, trying to take care of business.
Keep it up, I'm a nigga.
Tell me, he didn't just say that.
Welcome to the Enziguri Podcast. We got news, results, and much, much more.
Me, Young Classic. Oh, we're on.
Yo.
Hey.
What's up?
I was just reading the Me, Young Classic right there.
It's cool. This is Fran.
This is DB.
DRS.
And Haystack Hastings.
Yeah.
We're on the 262 episode.
Yeah, and it's going to be a special shortened episode because we are all very full and feeling great from ramen.
Ramen.
I don't want to talk about ramen.
I want to talk about wrestling.
I want to talk about wrestling.
Let's talk about wrestling. Actually, we got two topics for tonight. We got the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. Which
was shit.
Yeah. Shouldn't take very long.
It was shit. So what's the next topic?
I'll get in a little more detail about that. And we also have...
It was shit, and Alexa Bliss is beautiful. Next topic.
And we also have Hollywood Racist Hogan. So we'll get to that. But let's talk about the pay-per-view. Because we love wrestling so much, we'll even talk about the shit shows.
They've all been shit shows.
Now, let me start this off. The Extreme Rules was too rushed and too sloppy.
And there wasn't enough Extreme Rules.
I thought it was okay.
I really don't care about what kind of matches are in. I just care about if it's not going to be sloppy.
Supposed to be an Extreme Rules pay-per-view.
WWE.
The pay-per-view matches should be Extreme Rules.
WWE has cut back on shows that don't fit in the context of the programming they're doing right now, so they need to get rid of this one.
Correct.
Triple H needs to take over.
That's why they're trying to bring back Halloween Havoc, Starrcade.
Halloween Havoc would be awesome.
Yeah.
I want back Bash at the Beach.
That would be awesome. Yeah. I would like that.
Bash at the Beach would be awesome.
The
beach.
On the plus side.
They did that. It sucked.
What about Beach Blast?
What about Starrcade?
They did. They had a house show.
That does not count.
No, it doesn't count.
House shows do not count.
In your house. Bring back In Your House.
But I don't want to be in your house.
I only want them to bring back In Your House if we get to see Todd Pettengill again.
Oh my gosh, I miss Todd Pettengill. Yeah.
You win a new house.
What was the kid's name that won?
Matt Papasalli.
There you go.
Luckily, they're running another War Games, so
yeah, NXT.
That's a plus.
Why?
And thank God it's on NXT.
Yes, thank God it is.
So it'll actually be a good show.
Yes.
Of course, I would
like to see War Games come up too.
Of course, how many other teams would they have? They would have like Undisputed Era again.
Nah, I don't think so.
Bobby Fish back?
No, I don't think so.
I miss him.
We're getting off topic. Let's get back to the shit show.
Oh, yeah, the sloppiness.
Yeah, so we're going to go down match by match. And, yeah, that's it. So
okay.
We had the kickoff match, which was Andrade Almas.
I thought Sanity was first.
No, they were second. It was Almas versus Sin Cara.
Was that the best match of the night?
Sad thing it is.
Yeah, that was, believe it or not.
Dude, I think he's going to be... maybe one of the top stars, like how.
And Almas isn't bad either.
No,
I think
it was a little bit too early for him to take on AJ.
Well, I mean,
no,
you can't put that
dude,
much pressure on Sin Cara.
That match was amazing. AJ on SmackDown.
Yeah, that was a good match. I'm not complaining about the match.
But we're talking about Extreme Rules.
No, we're talking about Sin Cara. At least Haystack over here is.
Dude, I like Sin Cara too. I thought Sin Cara should have won this match.
Sin Cara.
Sin Cara. Oh my gosh.
You are the Butcher of Names.
I am the Butcher of Names.
That's so racist.
Oh, it was a good match, and Almas will be a good addition to WWE if they push him right.
Yes.
But
they gave him a good match on SmackDown.
Yeah, they did, but you know what though? How many solid pushes has there been that have turned to nothing?
Yeah.
Pretty much everything they've done.
98%.
No. I mean, the biggest push right now that everybody seems to be talking about on the internet is whether or not Bayley and Sasha are lesbian lovers or not. So it's like, it says a lot about the direction that WWE is going and how serious people are actually taking
Hashtag
things.
Fuck hugs.
Yes, Dr. But Shelby, do your magic.
I mean, if it became that big of a joke that they're trying, that a lot of the social media is turning the whole Bayley Banks angle into a lesbian lover confliction thing. That says a lot about how serious anybody is taking the creative writing right now, which sucks because that means that Almas probably won't see any good, reasonable storyline push for a while. I mean, sure, they're going to have him come in hot. They're going to have him beat people. But I mean, context-wise... The market's too flooded right now, and I really think they should just take Raw and fire like 3/4 of the talent on there right now.
He has a much better opportunity doing something on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yes.
He would be
completely
lost on Raw.
I agree. He has a much better opportunity on SmackDown. But look at the talents on SmackDown right now.
Ty Dillinger just came back on TV again.
And then he got his ass kicked by Joe.
Yeah, Ty's been around to job the people.
Yeah.
It sucks because the dude has talent.
Yep.
Well, you need talented enhancement talent, unfortunately, which is going to happen when you got so many people.
Yeah.
So.
But it would be nice to just try to not know who you want to push, just push somebody for a day. See what they can do.
But that's one of the problems that they have is that they'll push somebody for a day and then go, oh, we changed our minds.
Yeah, look at Baron Corbin. How many times has Baron been pushed and then backed off of before we got this whole weird-ass constable angle?
No, yeah.
And the sad thing is, I'm enjoying it.
So it's okay.
But it really is bothering me that he keeps wrestling dressed.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe he has to go to Fridays after that.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the same thing that...
Baron has 74 shiny badges. How many do you have?
Well, maybe that's the thing that... Like when Vince had an issue with Kevin Owens and his weight, maybe it's like, Baron, you don't have long hair
is bothering me. Shave it, and we're going to give you a good push.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So next match, we have Sanity versus the New Day.
That was a good match.
Yes.
And Sanity finally got a win.
Yes. And they should have got the win.
They needed the win.
Should have got the win.
If Eric Young and Sanity lost this one, I don't think they will get out of the jobber role.
No.
They lost the very first match on SmackDown, which was a joke. So they're finally actually trying to do something with them. And New Day can take losses.
Doesn't matter.
At this point in time with them, they're still over. And
yeah, they could take a loss.
But like Monty said a while back, they need to break up.
Yeah, 100%. I'm done with New Day. Like, they're not even worth my time anymore. Like, most times when they come out and they start talking, if I'm watching TV and they come on, I go do something else until I know they're done talking. It's just it's the same old rhetoric. There's nothing new.
And they need to turn
heel. It's always Big E and his shitty ass dancing. Xavier Woods with that fucking trumpet I want to stuff up his ass. And Kofi doing nothing.
They don't even
fucking nothing.
They don't even need a heel turn. They just need to split.
Yeah, no, that's just...
One of them needs a heel turn.
But the thing is that if they just split... That will be a plus.
Yeah, but I mean, Big E needs to go heel. Woods. I think Big E and
Kofi should stay as a team and have Woods go solo.
I said before, Kofi and Jose. Kofi and No Way Jose as a tag team would put on a decent match as a tag team.
I'm not a big fan of Jose.
I can't stand Jose either, but they both...
I just don't like the gimmick, and I just don't like him. No Way Jose.
Well, his gimmick is stupid.
Yes.
But
whose gimmick was
those
that?
Two, but those Adam two Roses. Together.
But Adam yeah, Roses Adam was Rose, better,
with
though.
The Rosebuds.
If this was Attitude Era, there'd be drugs. This is like
No way Jose would be the pimp and Kofi would be the pedal pusher for the drugs. Yeah.
That'll get over.
But all kidding aside, I mean, Kofi's too well established. They should put him as a tag with somebody to help push that person. I think Xavier would make a good heel, and Big E could just go away. Like, I mean, I don't think Big E's that good of a wrestler. For what's supposed to be a big man of the group, like, I'm not impressed.
I think they got, like, they were great in the beginning, and then it just got stupider. It's like...
Yeah, it became very gimmicky, but now they've gimmicked themselves into a hole.
It's like, what's next? They're going to have waffles?
Well, the pancake thing is getting fucking stupid. I mean, it was amusing in the beginning, but now...
It's getting tired.
It's ran its course, and they just... Creative doesn't have anything for them, it looks like.
We're gonna give you every single kind of food and beverage possible outside of fried chicken. You can't do that.
Unless it's waffles and fried chicken.
I want to see KFC, like, buckets of, like, New Day chicken.
Oh, God.
This is for you, Hogan.
No, they should start throwing White Castle sliders into the stands.
Gummy bears.
Next up.
No. Gummy worms. Sour gummy worms.
The B team.
Put the boogeyman in there.
B team. Versus Who's the favorite leader team of is worlds. It? Yes.
My favorite team.
I'm kind of surprised.
I wasn't.
With this pay-per-view. That they took the title. I really think that should have held off.
Until SummerSlam?
Until SummerSlam. That's why through the picks I went with the leaders only because I thought there would have been some sort of interference in some fashion. And maybe the B team would have got the pseudo win but not won the titles. Yeah. I feel like that would have been a much better build-up from a business standpoint. I guess that's what always fucks me over when I pick these matches, is I look at it from
a potential business standpoint.
And to have them go over at SummerSlam and win the titles at SummerSlam would have been a larger legitimization than them winning at Extreme Rules.
I wasn't mad that the B-Team won. I was glad they won because they're so over.
I mean specifically the title change. I think they could have got a little more out of the B team being on a roll. Like I said, they would have won, but they wouldn't have taken the titles. Yeah. Maybe.
I agree with you.
But I feel like they could have had a couple more months of them pushing them not as tag titles holders to kind of legitimize and solidify them more, so that they're taken more serious. Because it's been a little too quickly, for my opinion. From them being the Mr. Rosh to where they're at now.
They need a better finisher, too.
And see, that's the thing, is I think they need to work on their stylization. Including the finisher. But
yeah,
just kind of find their niche. Kind of glad they got away from the stupid...
cosplay?
Yeah, the cosplay thing. Because I was just like, okay, well, it's New Day. New Day comes out dressed up like fucking Goku and all this other bullshit, and...
Come on, son. Yeah. So there's that.
But I do like the B-Team. I think this is awesome from when they changed their name that they kept on winning. They haven't lost a match yet.
At first I thought that they were just being set up to get squashed by Authors of Pain. But yeah. I really think that...
I don't think that's going to
happen. They're not
going to
do that. They're not going to do that. Authors of Pain are going absolutely nowhere.
Yeah.
Because they can't cut a promo. No. And the writers don't have anything for them.
No. They do need a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
What if they can get Paul Heyman?
Paul Heyman would be good once the titles finally drop. I like that idea. I think they could... Paul Heyman could still run with that.
Heyman will be amazing.
I'm the advocate of the Authors of Pain.
Or you get Michael Hayes.
Michael P.S. Hayes. See, I've always liked Michael Hayes.
I don't think Michael Hayes will get back in the screen.
He did once for
Tyson Kidd.
The only problem with Paul Heyman, though, is that whenever they've tried to put him with anybody else that needs to be established, it never really works out.
Because Brock Lesnar...
It's always people that are already there.
Yeah.
So...
So it would be a challenge for Paul Heyman.
But he doesn't want a challenge. He just wants to...
I know. He just wants to collect money and try to pay everybody back the money that he owes.
Because once he was with CM Punk, when Brock came back, he was gone again.
Yeah.
He went with Brock.
Yeah. And then with Cesaro.
Yeah, but
he went
with
back to Brock.
Punk doesn't need somebody to be his mouthpiece.
No, he doesn't.
So it just
Punk needs to shut
didn't
his
make,
mouth.
It didn't make sense.
Yeah.
But you don't like Punk.
I can't take anybody whose name is Chick Magnet. Serious.
But that was
But I didn't like Punk before. I thought he was he was an okay wrestler, but I think my biggest issue with Punk is his whiny bullshit bled through to his character.
He's the modern Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But at least Bret Hart was a little better at covering it up. Like
he's the modern Bret Hart, but
Punk
not,
was like,
but not
I'm a little whiny liberal bitch. Wah, wah, wah. Nobody likes me. And while I'm sitting here going, hey, this is a great character idea, then you finally start watching it and you start looking going, oh my God.
It's not a
he's
character.
He's serious.
It really is like
he
that.
Really thinks that they're out to get him and that they're trying to bury him. And he's coming out here on the mic in character crying. Now I lose respect. Because I liked him in the beginning.
Yeah.
I did. But once he started that, I lost all respect for him as a person and as a wrestler because that is not the catalyst to do that type of stuff on because I think it shoves shit in the face of everybody else.
All
I mean, you don't see Titus, who Vince McMahon can't stand as far as what most people say. You don't see him going out there every night and crying about
no.
it.
Well, yeah, you should never grab Vince by the arm.
All of Best Punk's promos from Punk, because everybody always talks about the pipe bomb one. I didn't really like that one.
No, I do kind of wish they would have not killed him. Like,
I didn't like that one because of the fact that people said, "Oh, look, he's shooting." It's like there's no art form to shooting; is whether they allow you to or not.
Yeah.
Joey Styles did the same thing. Paul Heyman did the same thing. They did it way before Punk did.
Yeah.
But people always mention this, for whatever reason.
Because everybody's a mark for Punk for whatever reason.
Not so much.
And he was an okay wrestler. Like, he wasn't one of the greatest. He was a good wrestler. He was right there at, like, mid-top card.
Except for his elbow drop, which could go to hell.
Yeah, it was the weakest ass elbow drop I've ever seen.
You know why he sucks so much? It's from Chicago.
Whatever that
Yeah, is. They have shitty pizza. Anyway.
Finn Balor defeats Constable Corbin.
Oh, that ain't a shocker.
What was that?
He said Finn Balor beat Constable Corbin.
I
was okay with this.
I don't like Finn Balor. I don't know what it is.
I don't like him anymore. Or, well, it's not that I don't like him
He's
anymore.
He's like CM Punk in my words.
He's not relevant anymore is the issue.
He needs to go back to the demon character.
Right, but they're burying that, and now he's Stephanie's gay liberal rights.
Yeah, that's what I
lackey.
Don't like about him.
And I guess that's my problem with it, because he is a legitimately good wrestler.
Yes.
And, you know, coming from my Irish heritage, I really want somebody from Ireland to be able to get a good push and be a good wrestler.
Well, you
got to
see it. Well, you got Seth Rollins to blame for that. He wouldn't have injured him at SummerSlam. That's how this whole thing went down.
Yeah, Sheamus.
I know, but I mean,
people have gone down with injuries before and come back. It was the fact that Vince wasn't really high on Balor to start out.
Because Vince has a thing for big, meaty, small dick men.
Yeah.
Vince gets off on that. He whacks off every night while he collects his millions every day.
Yes.
Linda's fucking somebody in the Oval Office.
Yes.
Is that why you always ask every week how big is Batista's deck?
No, that actually has to do with the YouTube channel show. That's why it's so funny.
Yeah, that's because they always ask that question, mm-hmm. How big is his dick?
Right. Which nobody's ever answered, by the way, which kind of gets on my nerves.
So
I feel like one person has to know the answer.
We'll get to Batista's dick momentarily after this match. No,
Let's
not after
wrestling.
This match. Let's talk. Yeah, well, that is wrestling. Batista's penis is wrestling. This is less wrestling than that.
If you do a move with it like Joe Ryder,
Carmella defeats Asuka.
I hated this.
This match was too sloppy.
It was too sloppy, and I feel
and
like
I thought it was too rushed.
I feel like it was too rushed, and I felt Asuka should have went over. Again, not necessarily won the title.
You want to know?
But I'm sure that Schmuck Roy was going to interfere, and that was going to cause.
Well, he did get out the cage, like a pinata.
Yes, but I was sure he was going to interfere and cost Carmella the match, so that Asuka was going to win, but not take the title.
You know how you could tell that this was a bad match? You are the biggest Asuka, no, not Asuka, Carmella and Ellsworth mark, and you hated the match.
So am I. I like Ellsworth, too.
I just thought it was too sloppy.
God, I can't stand Ellsworth.
Okay. In my head, him dropping stuff to her was great.
Yeah.
And then it just, like, got stupid. And, like, it was just sloppy back and forth.
Carmella sucks.
That's it. That's exactly where it is.
Yeah, Carmella's not good, but the only reason why everybody hates her is because she's a good champ, because she's annoying. She gets heat. That's the same. Like,
no,
so
that's what
she's annoying, so she gets good heat. That doesn't make her a good wrestler.
That's the
excuse. I never said Carmella was a good wrestler.
That's the excuse that everybody says. She's doing her job because she's annoying. It's like, but it's the wrong kind of annoying. It's the I want to turn the shit off annoying.
That's the same way how I felt about Lykel.
See, I think having James Ellsworth right there is great for her. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Because when they got rid of him,
she
went down. She went down.
She was boring.
To me, Carmella would make a great female Jimmy Hart. I don't think she should wrestle.
They spent all this time trying to legitimize the women's division, only to have...
To pick her to do it with?
Only to have some... This is why I didn't like when Asuka was on her streak, because it was going to end in some fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
What you did?
The Mania match against Charlotte. Charlotte could have won that, but it shouldn't have been like the way that happened.
Correct.
And now Asuka is losing to fucking Carmella.
Twice.
Yeah.
Which drives me nuts, because it has been time-tested and proven time and time again that Asuka is a damn good wrestler.
Yes. You watch all the New Japan
stuff.
She's
one of the best wrestlers they have.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Besides Natty.
Well,
I said one of them. I didn't say like she's better than
I don't know. I would say she definitely has significantly more experience than Natty does. I think she's a better wrestler than Natty. I'm not. That's not saying that Natty's not legitimate, but I would say Asuka's better, because Asuka's better at keeping the flow of the match maintained. And I've seen Natty a couple of times kind of drop off on things.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like Asuka's more willing to put the work in to make somebody else look better.
Mm-hmm.
While Natalya is capable of putting on a good match, but is also perfectly okay with making you look like shit.
Okay.
There were a couple of the matches during Asuka's winning streak. It really did come across like, okay, here's an example. You know a good wrestler, like, okay, you had, I'm not saying that this is an example, but Triple H back in 2002 or whatever it was, when he was on his world title run, where everybody couldn't fucking stand it because he shouldn't have held the belt.
Well, because he's a shit wrestler.
But
it was handed
but
to
what
him.
But what happened was that, like, they always tried to book the matches like, oh, he's going to lose, and everybody knew he wasn't going to lose.
Except for that one time Survivor Series, he had to drop the title Survivor Series because he had his trachea injury.
Yeah, but it was the way that they were. It was the way that they were booking him, where it was like, okay, during the matches, he's going to, but everybody knew otherwise.
That he was going over.
With Asuka and with a couple other people, like, I'm trying to think of some other people that came to mind. Nigel McGuinness during his Ring of Honor world title run. Like, I remember a couple matches with this, too, where it's like,
you think he's going to lose.
This guy, or these people, really are, I mean, you're going to, you know that they're going to win.
Yeah.
But during the match, you go, oh my god, they might actually lose. Asuka had a couple of times where it was like, her match with Ember Moon, it was like, okay,
oh,
she's
that was
definitely.
That was a
that.
Damn good
that was
match.
A damn good
I
match.
Was sure she
Jericho.
Was losing.
Yeah.
Jericho's an all guy. Because you're watching him, you don't know if he's going to win or lose.
Jericho's another story, because he doesn't really have, he doesn't have a problem with losing. Like, I mean, it's not like a case of, like, Undertaker during his streak.
Yeah.
But you see his matches, you think, oh, Jericho might win. But in the old terms,
oh,
for the most part, you think that Jericho's going to lose.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does. Especially the last, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
So.
Like in 01, nobody expected him to become the Undisputed Champion. No one did that year, when at the end of 2001 at Vengeance, where nobody thought he'd beat The Rock and Austin the same night.
Yeah, that one was
that was a shocker.
I think out of any of the matches that Jericho ever did, that was the one where I was sure he was going to lose.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'd have put money on that.
I would have thought that too.
But
and,
I'd have put money on that
and
match.
And 10 to 20, whatever years later, you always hear, Who else could say that they beat Stone Rock Cold and Steve Austin and The Rock in the same night?
No one can. He
the fact
say
that they mentioned that over and over again, that's beautiful.
Yes.
You know who else I think does a good job doing that? Miz.
Doing what?
Not knowing that he might win or lose.
There's
that time you think he
Miz
might.
Is getting better, but he still comes across as okay when it was the Bar and the Miz they came out.
Mm-hmm.
The Bar looked like a couple of fucking badasses next to the Miz, and the Miz is the biggest big mouth of them all, so it just kind of looked weird. So Miz has gotten, I mean, his match with Rollins at one of the last pay-per-views was really good.
Yes. Yeah.
And Miz held his in, which, you know.
No.
His match versus Daniel Bryan at SummerSlam is going to be nice, too.
Yes.
That's going
that's
to be amazing.
That's going to be a great fucking
match.
Yes. If that's not the closing match, it should be the second to last match.
It should, but we all know it's going to be either Lesnar taking
they,
on...
They need to...
I know, but...
They need to give Miz and Bryan the time that it deserves.
Yes. All this build we've had.
But
when,
we had, like, how many years now?
When Daniel came back, when he was the GM of SmackDown.
This all started, literally, back when Bryan was still on NXT.
Well, I guess, year and a half now, as far as Bryan's coming back? And
well, yeah, but
Bryan
faced
the position.
Yeah, but as far as even their overall storyline, like, from the very beginning.
That was before Bryan left.
The whole NXT.
Yeah, but it's the fact that they can literally build from when Bryan debuted.
Yeah.
Up until now.
And then when we go back from talking smack.
Miz have him as a...
His that's rookie. Why they need to make it a Mania match.
I think it should keep on going.
Yeah, it should.
I mean, that's the biggest... That would have been better. That's the biggest potential storyline that they have right now.
Yeah, it would have been better if Miz would have won Money in the Bank and cashed
in. I'm calling the ending right now. They're going to kick each other in the nuts and it's going to end in a 10 count.
Please no.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, gosh, that sucks.
Oh. Okay, let's move this along.
Yeah, let's move.
Okay, let's move...
That thought right there, like,
makes your head hurt.
Yeah, my head's already hurting.
It makes me want to just watch NXT instead. So, or New Japan.
Or Lucha Underground.
Nakamura defeats Jeff Hardy in about 7 seconds.
See,
we knew
that
was
too rushed.
Beforehand.
Yep.
It was incredibly rushed, but if anybody that pays attention even slightly to social media knows that Hardy was injured.
Yeah.
There was no way, one, he was leaving with the title. And two, that it was going to be a long match. Now, I'm all right. What was it, 7 seconds?
No, 7 seconds when that first
match. But, I mean, I can't
it.
Imagine that match going past a minute and a half. Because even a minute and a half of Hardy actually working would still be dangerous.
Yeah.
So, while it was incredibly rushed, I feel like it was the safest option.
Yeah.
So, I kind of get it.
But he wrestled the next night.
Yeah, then he did wrestle the next night.
A healthy Jeff Hardy at this point in time is dangerous. I mean, he's not moving around too well these days.
No.
He needs DDP yoga.
He really does, actually. Yes. Can you imagine if he did that and all of a sudden he goes back to like being like early 30s Jeff Hardy?
Look at Jericho.
Swan Tom bomb 30 feet in the air off of a ladder.
Thank you, DDP yoga.
Mm-hmm.
You fixed
that
my...
would be the selling point on the DVD.
That he won the Japanese title.
Yep.
Until Jeff kills himself because he thinks he could do all these things again. It's like, yeah, DDP Yoga's not going to save you from all that.
His fault is he never changed up his style.
No.
Like everybody else changed up their style. Like AJ changed up his style.
Matt changed up his style. Matt was never the high flyer to begin with.
No.
But Matt still did a lot more of the high flyer stuff than he does now. Matt is very much a ground worker now.
Yeah.
But that's all that Jeff's been known for.
Yeah, all that springboard and will eventually come back and kill you.
You're getting older. You need to change up. You're not supposed to be a stuntman all your life.
Yes.
Look at Mick Foley.
He can barely walk.
He can't walk anymore.
He can barely walk.
And he's trying to do yoga on his TV show.
Jeff didn't go through nearly as much stuff as Mick Foley did.
I understand, but...
I'm also incredibly mad. I know we're going to get to that match in a minute, but... Everybody's making a big deal about how awesome it was that, you know, Braun threw Kevin off the cage match. And I'm sitting here and I'm going, apparently you young kid never watched
King
what
of
happened
98.
With Foley.
No.
Because it's like, this is the greatest thing ever. And I'm looking at on like the comments
Dude,
on Facebook and whatnot. And I'm sitting here on Reddit and like these kids are making these comments and it's the old heads at me are like,
you
here's the link to this match. learn what good wrestling is. Not nice. That it was a bad match, but they're like, oh my god, that was so daredevilish. That was amazing. It just shows how awesome and dedicated Kevin Owens is. No. I'm like, yes, but go back and watch a match.
What about
Kevin Owens had a fucking giant blow up underneath of the table.
Yeah.
Foley
did not
took that dump with like
no padding,
2 minutes
nothing.
Of planning. Right. Like it wasn't even planned. It happened.
It just happened.
That's what they've been doing ever since the WrestleMania dive with Shane,
the padding there.
I know.
And doing a really shitty job with the cameras.
Let's back off of that, and we'll get back to that conversation.
What about Shawn Michaels and Undertaker? Shawn Michaels took a smaller bump, but he still fell.
Well, Michaels' drop wasn't that bad because he was just hanging from the cell.
Yeah, that's different compared to...
Yeah, Foley got thrown.
Foley got thrown. Like Owens got lobbed.
Yeah.
That's a good word, lobbed.
At the time of the Michaels Hell in a Cell fall, though, that was considered ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then kept having to top it over and over.
Yeah, they got topped when Foley got thrown
and
off.
Foley... Everybody's like, all right, you're out of your goddamn mind. Let's stop this.
And yeah, basically after that, they're like, yeah, we're not going to beat that.
And Jim Cornette said, I fell and broke my legs.
Yeah, Bubba would have caught him.
That's just for a good comedy storyline now. I was just talking about that.
Yeah. Trust me, Bossman would have caught him.
Bossman went to the same school that the Miz did. He doesn't know how to catch people.
Doesn't Miz just walk away? I'm not catching up.
Yeah, Miz just doesn't care. I don't think he's ever caught anybody.
No, Miz will just walk away.
He's like, yeah, I'm just going to go over here.
Yeah, that's good.
And then the next one we have was Kevin Owens and Strowman. So.
Oh, so anyway, we can continue this. Yes. Yeah, it was straight up bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe that's how they ended that match.
Well, yeah, I don't think Strowman cared that he won the match. He didn't really care.
I can't believe that.
I hate what they're doing with him now.
Oh, bro. That's kind of what pisses me off with the whole thing. I was like, I'm going to throw him off to hurt him and let him win, arg. Like, that makes no goddamn sense.
No, he don't care because he was bloodthirsty. Okay, he already done enough to Kevin already as it is.
But Kevin, he was trying to be friends with Kevin.
Okay.
Kevin was the one that pissed him off.
Yeah.
It's Kevin's fault.
Yeah, okay.
But he went to the bathroom, he still ruined his
Yeah. Friend. He went to the bathroom, and all of a sudden, you're going to throw him in a porta potty. I said, this don't look good on so many levels. When Kevin hit that porta potty, I said... Oh, this does not look good on so many levels.
I'm not a big fan of what they're doing with Strowman either.
No, either am I.
The Owens and Strowman thing have potential to be a decent storyline, but they just went the complete opposite direction.
No.
It's fodder. It's fodder until Lesnar loses the title to Lashley.
Yes.
Which pisses me off because they should have done this already with Strowman.
Yes.
You know
Strowman should be the one right now that will be dropping the title to Lashley if that's the decision that's being made.
Lashley needs a run. I think he should have a run with a mouthpiece.
And who would that mouthpiece be?
I think Lashley needs to go anywhere else.
Back to Impact?
Anywhere else. Because...
I liked it better when he was in TNA as a heel,
he's
dude.
He's done nothing. And it's got everything to do, we know, with the uppers and the decisions they're making.
Yeah.
But I mean, there was so much enthusiasm with him coming back, and they had nothing planned for him.
No.
But I mean, we had that stupid stunt holding, you know, suplex crap.
Well, that ended
now. Which just showed, but I know, but I mean, it showed that they had nothing for him.
Yeah.
But now they're giving him stuff.
Now? But how many months has it been?
Couple months.
WrestleMania.
Right, exactly. Why bother bringing him in?
But the other
because
issue...
I'm bored.
But the
like
other...
I'm bored.
The other issue is the fact that with him being on Raw, you already know that the three people, it's Braun, Lesnar, and Reigns.
Yeah.
They're going to be the ones on top. Anybody else is just kind of side story.
Yeah.
And that stinks because Lashley should be on SmackDown.
Lashley would be one of the ones I would con if they fired three quarters of Raw. Because right now, me personally. He's not doing anything.
No.
He's not doing anything for me. He's not doing anything for the brand. It just comes down to the fact that it's poor creative writing. And poor
dude, he's doing a lot of things for Nike.
Uh-huh. Sure. Anyway.
Another move on because we're going to get a little PO'd over here.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Legend Brothers defeated Team Hell No.
Who's all this coming? Everybody.
After Kane broke his leg. After
Kane broke his leg, nobody saw it until when
he
blew it
off. And plus, he's trying to become the mayor.
Yeah.
And so it's like.
Yeah, so it's.
Why? What? Like, I can't believe people actually picked Hell No to win for this.
I was one of those idiots over here.
I can't believe that, because when you look at what they're trying to set up with Miz for Bryan,
yeah,
and the fact that Kane is more than likely going to win mayor, why would they give them the titles? That seems like a giant waste of time. It would make no sense, and it would show that they have no planning whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably one of the few things that they actually did right that night, was to not let them win.
Yeah, you got a point.
See, if he didn't break his foot, I thought it would have been great.
That would have been different.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't know. Because the foot thing definitely makes things more significantly sway the other direction. But, I mean...
Well, speaking of other
what
things...
What if he gets pulled to have to go become a mayor, and he can't make the engagements
then
that he has?
Then he was just... This was just a waste of time.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, like, what if he... What if he wins and then he can't show up to drop the title to somebody?
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I don't think anybody really knows the direction that he would have to take things if he had to take that, you know, government-elected position.
Yeah, he'd have to...
You want to know what happens?
He dropped it a long time.
Then Kane would be substituted with Nicholas.
Yes, Nicholas would take his place.
Yeah.
That would be
two-time champion.
Two-time champion.
Two-time champion.
Speaking of other things that they did...
At the age of 10.
That they... made the right decision on. Lashley defeats
Roman. Yeah, that was the right thing. That was best for
that
business.
And that was a shocker, too.
That was,
because I was really getting pissed off, because it really looked like they were going to let Roman win again. And I'm just sitting here going, all right, well, Lashley's useless.
No, because Bobby hadn't had a loss yet since he's been back, so it was somebody
had
to take a loss.
Roman is frickin' Vince's butt buddy, man.
Oh, but check this part out, though. So, it took how many F5s?
It took, like, I think, what, 5 or 7 to put Roman
down. It was
down.
6 or 7.
And 70,000.
One spear.
And one spear knocks the man out.
And 70,000 suplex cities.
Yes.
And yet one horribly executed spear from Bobby Lashley.
Like Fred said,
was
it took...
enough to put
it was,
Reigns
Roman
down.
Kicks out of 7 F5s in a couple of suplex cities. 70 suplex cities.
Thousand.
But one bad spear from Lashley, that's it.
He couldn't kick out because when Lashley was pinning him, all that sweat that Lashley had, it was making him slip. Because that dude will blow up at, like, God. I've never seen somebody drip so much blood outside of Ultimate Warrior.
Good Lord. I wonder why he got the sweat band for.
Yeah.
Was that the black blood?
The black blood?
From Warrior. Remember the blood, the Papa Shango?
Oh, that... Alexa Bliss defeats Nia Jax.
I thought that was a good move.
I mean, that was the right decision, but the match was still bullshit.
Dude,
it was a boring match.
Dude, I think Ronda should have stayed out of it.
Yes.
And who will let your wife get beat up?
Yeah, her husband just like...
He just sat there
like
and
this.
Did nothing.
He's just like this the whole time.
Who does her husband look like?
I don't know.
Jurassic Park?
Engine.
What's his name?
Hammond.
Huh? I'm confused.
Dr. Malcolm.
No, who's got the Jurassic Park tube?
Jordan.
Yeah, he looks like Jordan.
Oh, did he?
Oh.
Yeah.
Who?
Oh,
Brown
shit.
Looks like Jordan?
Yeah.
No. God, no.
Oh, dude, well, you keep saying Jurassic
now,
Park.
Now, Jordan, we said your name, you're going to listen to this episode.
but seriously,
he listened
like,
to one.
I thought the whole Ronda Rousey thing was a giant waste of time. So
yeah.
I felt like they're making her like the Braun Strowman of women.
Yeah.
Did you see the comparisons that they made to her hair to the Tasty Cakes?
What?
That's all over the internet. If you look it up right now, there's a whole bunch of internet memes of Ronda Rousey's hair being. Like comb over cornrows.
Well, now they make fun
like
Road Dogg.
And they're liking it too. Well, that was the first one I saw was Road Dogg.
Yeah.
But ever since that, all I've seen is Tasty Cake.
I didn't see that one yet.
God damn! And Tasty Cakes in Philly.
I'm looking this up right now.
At the Navy Yard, in Philadelphia. Right
yeah,
near
I know where you're talking about.
About.
I know
Tasty
where the
cake
Tasty Cake place is.
Yeah, my stepmom works right in there. She doesn't work for Tasty Cake. She works for a shipping company.
Right.
If I say their name, they have to pass.
But, yeah, it was bad. But that whole match was boring. The whole thing with Mickey James was needless. I really
felt... But I give credit to Mickey James being on high heels and taking bumps. It's fucking badass.
Yes, and I'm not knocking that. But it felt very... It took away from the match.
The only picture I found was Ronda looking like Sloth from the Goonies.
Also funny. Also funny.
And for some reason, a Bill Cosby picture, I knew how to knock out Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, roofies.
Free Bill Cosby.
Free Bill Cosby.
We're not going to get into that right now.
Hey, hey, hey. I support my temple friend.
AJ Styles defeats Rusev.
I was with him that day.
AJ Styles defeats Rusev. That everybody already knew was going to happen.
Yeah, we knew
yes,
that.
AJ was going to win.
But they still had a better match than anything that AJ and Shinsuke has been doing.
But yeah. the whole card was just rushed.
That's being generous. It was just bullshit. It could have been well planned. It was still bullshit.
Dude, they could have the outcomes. The matches could. Like, half of the matches could have a little bit longer. Or had something going on. I was bored.
They could have done that. Unfortunately, they had to have a 30-minute Iron Man match, which was a piece of shit.
But they had 30 minutes left. Yeah. So they still had a long time waiting.
So somebody doesn't know time management then.
The time management was horrible. Maybe it's somebody from Pittsburgh, because they kept on saying 10, 9, and it wasn't near 10.
No. Well, so last but not least was the Iron Man match, which was funny for all the wrong reasons.
Yes. We cheered for the clock.
No, we didn't cheer for the clock. We laughed at how bad Pittsburgh was.
Yeah, we laughed how bad Pittsburgh was.
We were bad when we booed Roman. People talked about Philadelphia... was booing Roman.
Well, he deserved it.
No, he doesn't have...
There's two sides to look at this. Is the fact that you'll have the one side that says, oh, Pittsburgh was being so disrespectful to Dolph Ziggler and Rollins, but...
Oh, Rollins tweeted after that.
But... Oh, there was also a point in time during the match where you could see that... Through the audio, you can hear Rollins and
Dolph talking to each other. I heard that part.
Because Rollins or... Ziggler said something like, oh, you know, it's much worse now that the clock's off or whatever, and Rollins says something like, that's why they should have kept it on.
Yeah.
The problem with the match was the fact that it all started going downhill after the first few falls.
It did.
Because that was when the crowd basically said, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
See,
it really should have stopped at about 4 or 5 falls.
They shouldn't have had an Iron Man match. They've had better matches on Raw.
See, my whole thing is they shouldn't have 4 or 5 falls. They should have had just one each to the last minute. Have it like a Brett and Shawn,
then go to OT.
Because they're both good to be like that.
But that was the problem with the match, which is why the crowd didn't give a shit. It's because of the fact of they already had so many falls early on that basically... The rest of the time until the last like few minutes was going to be a waste of time.
Yeah,
it
Drew
was just a huge bathroom break.
Yeah,
because
so the crowd had to keep themselves interested. However, they were going
to
do it.
Nobody wants to see that many falls.
No.
Give us a great false finish. They make us go, oh my gosh, that's awesome.
So we want to
instead of going 1, 2, 3 over.
So that's what it was. Was the fact that the crowd wasn't trying to fuck with them. They were trying to say, like, the booking is bullshit.
Yes.
You guys can wrestle for 30 minutes, and that's awesome. And there were times where the crowd was, like, getting into the match. But...
Dude, back in the old days, wrestlers wrestled for an hour and still wouldn't draw.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
We don't get that no more.
We don't get that anymore.
We don't get time limit draws anymore.
We don't have a bear hug going,
you don't get that in WWE anymore. You get that elsewhere.
Because that's what's wrong with WWE. They're not using their talent right. And somebody in the back is like, let's have 9 falls.
It's all about the high spots.
No.
Something else that when you ever see this where when somebody says everybody's bitching about WWE, well, you don't have to watch them.
You go watch another company, but what happens when your favorite wrestlers are on that show? You put up with the bullshit and hope that they do something good every once in a while.
Yeah.
And then you're constantly put down because it's WWE.
Yeah.
I have fun watching WWE because there was, and not a lot of people know, it was there for me when my mom passed away. So I still follow it. You know what I mean? I might not like the product, but I'm still going to follow it.
Yeah.
You're a drug addict with them. You've caught how many? You've caught every single pay-per-view for the last 10 years.
Oh my gosh, I haven't missed a pay-per-view.
You're allowed to miss one.
I haven't missed one.
Yeah, you're allowed to miss them, you know, because most of them are fucking bullshit.
Oh, I bet.
Why do you torture yourself?
I don't know.
Because you love wrestling.
I do love wrestling.
If you do love wrestling, watch more New Japan.
I don't know what it is. I don't want to pay that money.
Then steal somebody's account.
It would be great if somebody had an account.
What happened to George's?
I don't know.
He doesn't have it anymore?
I don't know. No, he has Ring of Honor.
Anyway, so yeah, that was the show. Give it like a D.
The funny thing is, I loved giving it a C plus. No, I'm kidding. It got a D minus.
A D minus?
D minus.
It got like a 70%.
Dude, none of the matches were a 5-star match.
Okay, Meltzer.
None of them had to have been 5-star, right? I mean, they could have all just...
Dude, it was minus 2.
Minus 2.
Excuse me.
Minus 2. I'm going to use minus 2. It was a minus 2, Meltzer.
You could tell it was a disappointing show, and the best book match was Lashley and Reigns.
The only thing that was good...
See?
Well, no, don't forget the Almas match. That was a good match.
That was a good match. But
it was a kickoff match. That's the problem. Show match.
You know what that kind of reminded of? Was like New Day and the Usos stealing the show in the pre-shows.
That was a SummerSlam, yeah, they did that.
They did that for like multiple pay-per-views.
Yeah.
You can't diss Roman that much. At least he knows how to wrestle.
Really?
Dude, I haven't seen one bad match.
No, but I still like that one promo he did when that time he got mad at the fans. Like, all right, shut up, drink your beer, and you chant one more time, I can't wrestle. That was the one promo I actually liked when he said that.
The best promo he ever did was when he didn't talk.
Yeah, that's so.
Was that a shield moment?
It was when the only thing he said was, this is my yard now. That was like one of the best ones he did because he did exactly what he should have done.
No, I don't think the guy has talent on a mic, but I think he has a lot of...
What are you talking about? You said that every single time he would like cut a promo talking about
I said he had a good promo. I didn't say he had the best promo ever.
No.
But you have to have some kind of talent on the mic to cut a good promo, even if it's just one.
Dude, I am a big fan of his family. I'm a big Yokozuna fan. I miss him so much. Why did he have to eat so much?
Because he was hungry, that's why.
Yeah. Nothing against Yoko.
Dude, I was a big fan. I loved Yoko Ono. That was a great tag team.
Yoko Ono.
Dude, and then, do you remember that time when Yoko had a tag team with Bulldog? I would miss the fight.
I hated that.
The one thing I always remember with Yoko Ono was when he went against Steve Austin and he went for the bonsai drop and
the rope collapse. I saw that. I remember that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then the match with Vader when Vader broke his leg.
Dude, I love Rikishi. I hate the
fact that the first quote that comes to mind with Vader is always, I'm a big fat piece of shit. Like, that's the first one that comes to mind when everybody was like, did they tell him to say that? Like,
Russo probably told him to say it. Russo was running at the time. Why do they hate him so much?
We need to go through a lot of promos and see who has the worst promos. Or interviews.
I got the answer to this immediately.
All right, let's hear it.
Anything that Booker T ever did.
Only one good when he called Hogan the N-word.
That wasn't even good.
That's not funny, though.
It's funny, but it doesn't make it a good promo.
Dude, I got caught in trash.
And unfortunately, he was the only one that was able to talk on the mic as bad as he was.
Yeah. When Paul Ely came back to WWE, I don't think he ever been in WWE.
Paul who?
Paul Ely.
Ellering?
Yeah.
He was in WWE.
No, back in WrestleMania.
He was in WWF.
When he brought Rocco in. And,
yeah.
And you had Animal going. I mean, Hawk.
Oh, here we go.
I am a It's a runaway train.
Yeah, that's one of your favorite promos of all time.
I don't know why, because it's so stupid.
Because he was high on drugs.
Yes.
And it was very, very obvious.
Yeah.
And cocaine-induced promos, like, from, like, old-school WWF are the best.
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, guess who's like driving
it? Just like everything that Ultimate Warrior ever did. He was coked up every goddamn time. I don't care what anybody says, he had to be on drugs.
That was way too much cocaine.
He took way too much.
He went through, like, a storage unit of cocaine and then came out and was like, the mothership's coming down!
What about Hogan's promos?
Hogan was okay at
the one
promos.
Where he talked about backpedaling with Donald Trump. Oh, no. Drowning him in the process. And then we're going to talk to Donald Trump, brother!
So, you watch Raw?
No, we're not talking about Raw. We're talking about Hogan being racist.
Oh, Hogan being racist.
Hogan's a racist, that's it.
Yeah, there we go.
No surprise there.
See, it doesn't bother me he's back.
But it was...
It doesn't bother me he's back. We knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, I could care less.
But you know what, though? I'm glad that you know, Titus and New Day are taking a stance on this and saying, you know what? Just because Vince says it's okay doesn't mean that we're okay with it. I mean...
But you can't keep a grudge for long.
No.
No, it's not a grudge.
Like, you know he said something wrong.
But there's a difference between
why do you
want to
keep... It's, you, my whole thing is, it's none of your business anymore. Walk away. Okay? Do your thing. Worry about your career. And keep moving.
No, here's one of the problems with it. Is... Okay, with the New Day, they said something along the lines of, like, if he shows genuine effort to change, which, after all this stuff came out and everything that he was trying to do to, like, you know, patch up the situation, it came across as complete bullshit.
It did. Like, my issue is, just because Vince says he's reinstated doesn't mean that it's water under the bridge now just because the boss says so.
Yeah.
They're not going to I mean, if they don't want to work with him...
They don't
then
have
that's
to work.
They're right.
Yeah.
I understand. You don't have to work with somebody you don't like.
Yeah.
But Bret Hart did the same thing with Shawn Michaels, and they hate each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they but one person didn't call another person a racist. Or no. They didn't say a racist thing. They just didn't like each other.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I don't
know. You
know
what I
mean, Shawn Michaels did call Bret a Canadian, so.
That is pretty racist.
That is pretty racist.
How is that racist, calling somebody a Canadian?
No, like, my whole thing
when
is...
When he took a dump on the Canadian flag.
Dude, I'm
like... with the flag up his nose was worse.
Yeah, when he humped the flag and he picked his nose.
I went into Wilmington the other day, and...
Murder Capital USA.
There was a bunch of,
Racists?
Racists, yes.
Yeah, you told me about this on Saturday, bro.
Yeah, a bunch of racists, thank you.
Where were there racists? In Wilmington?
Right...
Fourth and Market?
No, you know...
It won't last very long.
Yes, it was. It was right around there.
What was the racist group?
It was Black Panthers saying all white people need to die.
Don't be friends with black people.
Be friends with white people.
Oh, hey, look, racists. They're not just white. Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, so, if it's Black Lives Matter or if it's the Black Panthers, it can't be racist.
But, like,
that's
when
impossible.
I heard that, I dropped
like
the white
Panthers
girl off.
Like the KKK.
I'm being so fucking facetious right now, it's not funny. Like, all those, any group that, whether it's a motorcycle club or otherwise, that says only one race can join, folks, check out the definition of racism, because it's right there.
Yeah.
Big time. But it's in different, anybody can be racist.
We're all just a little bit racist.
Yes.
Yes. Ain't that a song?
If Vince McMahon and Hulk Hogan had a discussion, Vince will say, you won't know the difference between me and you? You got caught.
Well, and that's the thing everybody needs to keep in mind here, is while I'm not condoning it, I mean, and we discussed this earlier, is, I mean, a lot of these wrestlers that come from, you know, GWA, AWA, the Carolinas, Florida Division, back in the 60s and 70s, they were rampant racists.
I think
and yet you still watch them.
I think Hulk Hogan's got more black blood in him than the New Day do.
I don't know, they are pretty non-stereotypical, I guess is the right word.
Yeah, because they're catering to the Chappelle crowd.
Yes, very much so.
It's like, we gotta act like the goofy black guys so that white people like us.
I'll tell you what, though, if Xavier Woods ever does the black KKK member skit, I'll lose my shit.
But nobody went after...
I lose my shit.
Nobody went after Jim Neidhart. Nobody went after Jim Neidhart for wearing a KKK outfit.
Yeah, but you know what, though? He's got Alzheimer's, so it's okay.
So, like, do you remember that skit?
He
it was against Virgil.
It wasn't a KKK member. He was a ghost.
And it was a skit. It was all for show.
And it was against... Look it up.
But he really did. It was this whole thing where they were trying to get his goad. And yeah, it was a whole big
deal. Yeah, and I remember what Piper did.
Yeah, that...
Bad News Brown.
That time that you were talking about Piper, like, you know, well, if he was a racist, yeah. People did lose their shit about that.
Yeah, they were very upset. That was
I remember
funny.
When you said about Piper, and I remember one thing. Remember when Piper dyed half his skin black?
Yeah.
Like Bad News Brown.
People were pissed.
One of the greatest comedians ever did a skit with one of the greatest black men ever lived.
And you don't...
Sammy Davis Jr. Oh. One of my favorites. And Archie Bunker. One of the greatest scenes ever. He asked them a question. He's like, I understand the black thing, but the Jewish thing? That shit was hysterical. And everybody's now, it's like, oh, that's racist.
Well, you could get away with that then.
Yeah,
everybody's so sensitive now. Because, I mean, you had, you know, All in the Family.
Yeah,
you had the Jeffersons.
Right.
Yes.
You had
even
the Andy Griffith Show and
was,
Sanford and Son.
There
was
what
racism.
Did Fred Jefferson say all the time? Whitey, white bread.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
There was racism.
And it didn't bother me.
Then
there
was
racism
funny.
In Disney movies.
Yes.
I mean, you know, but they just can't do that now.
Yeah, Dumbo, the crows.
They were
racist.
So
everybody
the crows,
is
yes.
Sensitive.
Everybody's just a little bit racist, but now it's just not
so
okay.
So you're saying every single person is a snowflake.
Or a stupid liberal.
Oh, see, that's racist too. Because what color is snow?
It's
white.
It's not racist.
Okay, think of it this way. I don't really care when you use that term because I think it's funny. I think that
it's funny.
But think about
that's why I use it.
I'm offended
funny.
That the word snowflake's being used because I'm Irish and white. So automatically it's a negative condemnation against me and my people, damn it.
But think about this though. Think about
race wars.
When you see the most triggered liberal, whatever, people.
Yeah.
Like, the ones that you see on Facebook that will post all the time.
I wonder who we're talking about. A couple of our folks that are on our page ask a lot of questions.
But this is what I'm getting to, is that... So, if somebody were to call it, like, say, or at the same time, you damn Trump supporter, like, anything political-wise, like, how it'll trigger people.
Yeah.
That's nothing compared to when, you know, people say, I don't know why the N-word's such a big deal. It's like, well, that is much worse than anything on this side.
The N-word is a big deal no matter what color you are.
It's
if
not...
you don't, if it's okay for a black person to use the word to another black person,
I think it needs to stop.
Then either cut it from the vocabulary entirely or stop getting so goddamn offended when somebody else uses it.
But
because what's good
though.
For the goose is not what's good for the gander. You want equality, yet you don't want to push for it.
No.
But
and you don't want to allow it.
But you're teaching the kids out there with rap songs when the N-word does come up. And it's not right to teach these kids growing up.
There was one post online, I forgot what it was. It was somebody saying, you're listening, like all these horrible gangster rap songs or whatever with all these bad lyrics. But what about this song back in the day talking about, like, using cocaine? And that was fine.
What was that, who was that? That was, Eric Clapton, right?
Yeah.
No.
I'm just saying that the whole irony of the thing, like, the beginning of the opening with Vince McMahon and John Cena and Schmuck Roy, is, you know, it was less than 10 years prior to that when he cut that promo against Hogan and used nigga.
Yeah.
But yet, it's a problem because Vince said it all of a sudden. And that's what I mean, is I know it's a skit, but it's those type of things that show where we are as a society.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, if the C word, you know, country, minus the tree, is such a bad word. It's a negative connotation against anybody that says it shouldn't be saying. Well, it's the same thing for a lot of other words.
Yeah. And
the N-word's a part of it.
When Walker told me his story that his grandfather told him not to
hang out. Walker gave me my black card, so I'm allowed to say it.
Shut up. When Walker told me his grandfather told him not to talk to me because I'm white. What did you tell him?
That was way, way back before we met.
No. What did he tell
him? Oh, because a white man raped his sister. That's the reason why.
Yes, but what did you tell him?
I said, I'm not going to stop.
Why does race have to do it? I wasn't the person that raped his sister. I wasn't.
There's a time machine. Then you might be to blame.
Oh my gosh. Oh my
there's
gosh.
A special name for people like you. Delco.
I am a Delco person.
Continue on, dude.
White bread.
But, like, right there, all my friends are different race.
I just don't want to hear anybody call me, like, Park Funaki. I would get a little pissed.
Dude, when
well,
one person...
your last name isn't Parks?
When somebody...
Or Parker?
when somebody brought up the name because he's a different race, I'm not going to say, and call him a different name, like Biggie or something, he's not going to listen.
Probably not.
It's not right. Why are you going to call him something that... He has a name. His name is blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
His name's Bob.
But I will support my friend over somebody that's racist.
And that's the end of that topic. We're going to play a George Carlin clip.
Oh, you got something
to
good?
To end this night. And, yeah.
Oh, we have questions.
No questions. We're going to hold off on that because it's like 11:30 right now. We're back in the short. So. But, yeah, next week we'll be back to our normal schedule. So, and,
okay, no ramen. No ramen.
We could possibly do that. Hopefully they won't take, like, almost a half an hour to get our dessert.
Yeah, that it did take a long time.
Even if the dessert was amazing.
Yeah.
We should go somewhere closer. That Chinese restaurant will be great. The buffet. But we'll be there for 4 hours anyway.
We should do it from there.
Oh my gosh.
And then we'll do a podcast in there where we're like all staring at like short skirted, thick Asian women.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, it really was. She totally knew we were all looking.
Oh yeah. She had to know.
Dude, where she, that not realized.
Come on. Dude, man. She looked so animated.
I love she looked like the perfect cosplay.
Dude, I know.
Of like a weird lolly thing.
Oh gosh. So
oh actually no, we gotta do one thing. We gotta do our plugs. So we got our page, it's the Insecurity Pro Wrestling Discussions on Facebook
plus Josh Ho.
Josh Ho's 5 takes for Raw and SmackDown.
Hello.
You also have our SoundCloud page, which if you're listening to this right now, it's either on this or iTunes, plus our other buddies, shout them out.
Did we say Wrestling Cave?
You just did
right now.
Oh, my gosh, we did Wrestling
Cave. Yeah, Wrestling Cave, we got
Call
of Kayfabe.
We got the wrestling group called XPW.
XPW.
They're going pro in 2 months, or 3 months, or something like that.
Not if they got Billy.
No, he's not going to be there.
Okay. I'd rather see Ellsworth. Ellsworth is amazing.
Yeah.
You know what? Now I'm an Ellsworth fan, if I had to choose.
I think this is like their goodbye shows. Because they were doing stuff in the backyards. Now they're going. They're all trained and they're going.
Now they're going pro.
And they're going pro. And guess what we're doing?
Now they're on JCW level.
Guess what we're doing? Commentating.
Awesome.
He should do something too, but he's caring about his Cowboys.
Can't fuck with a Cowboys fan, man. You don't want to get. You don't want
to
get.
But
sad.
It's not my.
For him to lose again. That's all.
It's not my fault. They only have 1 star. Maybe if they had 5 stars, we could say it's a Mets.
Okay. Are we gonna Meltzer, have any Meltzer. Other plugs? We got the Double Drop Kick podcasts, and who else is there? There's also Fuck Wrestle Talk 24/7.
Oh gosh. They are horrible.
And then there's also the Hart Foundation.
And the Hart Foundation.
And we should say we need to work on our page a little bit more.
Yes, we do need to work on our page, but luckily since I'm taking web design, hopefully I'll actually be able to make a web page. So.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Oh,
cool.
Yeah. So that'll be one of my projects.
The only big thing is hopefully you get a computer that's actually able to do it on it.
Yeah, this one.
No, I meant the shit one that they gave you from school.
Oh, that one? That one can't run YouTube.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh,
that's gonna
really?
Be what I, that's what I'm going to download my porn on, so.
Yeah, by the time we're out
you should
here,
give
business.
It back to the school with the porn on it.
Exactly. This is the really good...
You
can
do a favor for the next kid that gets it.
That's yeah. right.
Welcome. Like, man, this guy really liked his weird midget Asian twin porn.
That's right. Welcome to Amazon Career Choice. Okay,
dude,
so...
Dude, this is great.
All right, so this is Fran and...
This is the Butcher D.D. Richards.
DRS.
This is Haystack Hastings signing out.
I probably got some other group pissed off at me because I said fruit. There's a different group to get pissed off at you in this country for everything you're not supposed to say. Can't say fruit, can't say faggot, can't say queer, can't say Nancy boy, can't say pansy. Can't say nigger, boogie, jig, jigaboo, skinhead, jungle bunny, mooly, moulinyan, or schwatzer. Can't say yid, heeb, zeeb, kike, maki, dago, guinea, wop, ginzo, greaser, greaseball, spick, beaner, oye, tiger, PR, mick, donkey, turkey, limey, frog, squarehead, kraut, jerry, hun, chink, jap, nip, slope, slopehead, zip, zipperhead, gook. There is absolutely nothing wrong. There is absolutely nothing wrong with any of those words in and of themselves. They're only words. It's the context that counts. It's the user. It's the intention behind the words that makes them good or bad. The words are completely neutral. The words are innocent. I get tired of people talking about bad words and bad language. Bullshit. It's the context that makes them good or bad. The context that makes them good or bad. For instance, you take the word nigger. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the word nigger in and of itself. It's the racist asshole who's using it that you ought to be concerned about. We don't care when Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy say it. Why? Because we know they're not racist. They're niggers. Context. Context. We don't mind their context because we know they're black. Hey, I know I'm Whitey, the blue-eyed devil, patio fade, gray boy, honky motherfucker myself. Don't bother my ass. They're only words. You can't be afraid of words that speak the truth, even if it's an unpleasant truth, like the fact that there's a bigot and a racist in every living room on every street corner in this country. I don't like words that hide the truth. I don't like words that conceal reality. I don't